This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, we're warmed up and ready for Dr. Rashid Batar to do some advanced medicine with us. And, man, after covering the first story of hour one, last hour without you, Dr. Batar, we need all the advanced medicine we can get to help these PhD and MDs, get common sense back into the equation. I think it's like you go to medical school and they drum common sense out of you, or the ability to question things, to say, my gosh, my producer, Super Don, seems to be smarter than doctors very often here on the show, as evidenced by last hour.
Well, I don't think it's actually an issue of the common sense being drummed out of them. I think what happens is that common sense is basically not rewarded, and the mentality is that here is the cookbook, i.e., mm-hmm. the pharmacopoeia,
yeah,
and here are the textbooks to tell you which drug to use for which disease state, because they create everything becomes like a category, right? They take symptoms, they categorize them into diseases, and then those drugs are used to treat those diseases, and you're supposed to follow that, quote, standard of care. And if you deviate from that, quote, standard of care by actually thinking and understanding physiology and seeing how the body is actually working and what you should try to do to help the body to support it or to detoxify it or nourish it, that is not rewarded. It's actually punishable, as you
right.
know, by
yes.
various, you know, methods that they use. And you become ostracized and demonized and minimized. And so doctors then basically become corralled like a mm-hmm. herd of cattle into going down the right chute. And if you don't go down the chute, you know, they'll prod you with an electric prodder.
It's like, you know, when your dog poops in the house and you rub your dog's poop nose in the poop. And the dog goes, oh, I don't like that. And he starts to learn to poop outside the house. That's kind of what I see the training is for the doctors to figure out. No, don't ask that question. You know, we're going to make it very uncomfortable for you if you start bringing that in here. You know, that's not standard of care.
That's exactly right. And what's interesting is that the standard of care is so arbitrary, too. There's no written standard of care. In fact, science is constantly changing. The new research is coming out. Things are dynamic. But they have the standard of care, which is this mythical document somewhere out there that nobody can produce, but it's considered the standard of care. And so whatever that standard is, whatever the hierarchy decides is the standard mm-hmm. of care. So any deviation, any innovation, anything out of the box is considered below the standard of care automatically. It has nothing to do with the fact that the patient is now out of the wheelchair and walking and talking, blah, blah, blah. No, it has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Below the standard of care.
Don't show me any evidence of the patient actually getting well. That's irrelevant. You know, we've
exactly.
talked about that before. Now, for those of you just joining,
that's exactly what the medical board responded to my case from 2005 to 2010. After we had 43 stage 4 cancer patients that were ready to testify, they allowed 5 to testify, mm-hmm. and all 5 were 3.5 years or more out, but the longest one 8 years out from our treatment. All were terminal, all were stage 4, all were referred to hospice. And after the testimony, the medical board's exact word was exactly what you said, irrelevant. One
irrelevant.
Word
so here's what I propose, would happen in this case. The opening article we talked about, for those of you just joining us in the second hour with Dr. Batar here, we opened with a breakthrough in Alzheimer's treatment. Okay, that's what was promised in this news article. And then it says treating leaky blood vessels in 40-year-olds could prevent Alzheimer's before it starts, research suggests. So they're saying that a normal healthy blood protein called fibrinogen is there, but in these patients potentially going down the road to Alzheimer's, it becomes somehow accumulates in the brain. And they posited, oh, my gosh, we've got leaky blood vessels. The blood's getting in there. Therefore, the fibrinogen is getting in there. How are we going to stop this? So they acknowledge that the blood leak is the issue, right? But they say, you know, our solution is let's take a drug or an enzyme to break down the fibrinogen before it gets there. And it's like, wait a second, you've told us the problem is the leak, not the fibrinogen, because it's normally in there in healthy blood. Why not fix the leak? Well, they don't have a drug to fix the leak. Now, if a doctor were to get wind of the things we know, like our buddy Chris Barr has talked about, connective tissue integrity by restoring silicon stores in the body, silica, the trace mineral, and you begin to give your patients that, you say, this is the treatment to prevent or reverse some of the neurological issues. And then the doctors would come in, or let's say the board would come in and attack the doctor who does this and say, that's not the standard of care. Now, you could bring 40 patients, 50 patients like you did, and say, look, all of these people had this problem. They no longer have this problem. The judge would now say, or the board would say, that's irrelevant. Is that what I'm getting here? Is that what I'm getting?
Well, let's make sure we quantify this correctly. So the first thing is you can't say the silica is going to treat the leaky blood vessel because that would be
a drug claim.
That would be a drug claim, exactly. Yeah. So you can talk about a functional claim, and you can talk about how silica is important for connective tissue integrity and may help to prevent. Actually, I don't think you
even
said that.
I didn't even think you used prevent. I mean, this is absurd, but this is the kind of deal we got in America where the land of the free, freedom of speech does exist, except if you're healing someone.
Right. So you'd have to say something like that it may help maintain integrity of vascular system. But yes. Robert, you got to also remember, though, that you know it's very, very irresponsible for us to make a leap off, okay, if there's leaky vessels and then think that silica is going to fix that leak. I mean, silica may help to maintain integrity of the vascular tree. That's true, but that doesn't mean that it's going to prevent this leakage. First of all, it's a leap anyway to think fibrinogen is the cause of Alzheimer's. That's preposterous anyway. Mm-hmm. Can that initiate a cascade? Sure. But then
mention of mercury here at all, as we know.
Exactly.
You identify one part of the elephant and say you see the whole elephant. No, that's just the trunk. That's the foot. That's the
Exactly. And so when you start talking about vascular tree integrity, the most important thing you should talk about is actually vitamin C, which is probably the most important aspect of vascular integrity that we don't remember. We don't produce vitamin C, right? Humans don't produce their own vitamin C. That's why we need the vitamin C. Or we don't produce sufficient amounts of vitamin. When you start talking about things like silica and you start talking about things like various minerals and various vitamins and various other essential amino acids that the body needs, this comes back to the overall global aspect of proper nutrition and then adequate supplementation, because today's nutrition is devoid of adequate supplementation, not only because is it nutriently deficient, but also because our current societal needs in modern day society are greater
to counteract the displacement. We've talked about mineral displacement due to toxicity, heavy metals, etc. And we can acknowledge gross deficiencies that do exist in patients, right? Beyond even the scurvies and the beriberis. I mean, there's so many other things that even though they're known in the scientific literature, you don't hear about them in allopathic medical circles being discussed that often.
Right. But I'm talking about even beyond that. So the stressors of worrying about getting mugged, worrying about taxes, worried about, you know, your children starting drugs or whatever. These are all modern-day society worries, greater stressors, okay? So we're worrying about nuclear warfare. We're worried about, our investment portfolios. We're worried about our retirement savings. All these different things that people have greater stressors that they didn't have to deal with maybe 100 years ago. And then they also don't get enough nutrients in their food, which we did before. And then they don't get enough exercise that we used to get before. You know, the grandpa saying, you know, when I was in school, I used to walk 10 miles in snow barefooted before the sun even rose, that type of thing. So this devoid exercise, devoid nutrition or less nutrition, less exercise, more stressors, more need to have proper nutrition. And that widening is that chiasm that is increasing consistently over the last probably 40, 50 years is really where pathology starts to exist. That's why we have a greater instance of heart disease, of cancer, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. And we talk about metal toxicology as an important part of this. There's an interesting story written by Catherine Frompovich. It says, once upon a time, there were aluminum-free adjuvant vaccines. What happened? Apparently, if you add aluminum adjuvants, and we know why they do it, into vaccines, there's no requirement to test them in a clinical setting before approval. I mean, you can talk about the lack of science and evidence for safety and efficacy, but I think they were so desperate to elicit antibody responses that anything they could find that would trigger a real nerve aggravation that could more likely, again, stimulate something that they can titer, they're like, well, we got to do it. Don't even check for safety. We got to do it because otherwise these vaccines are worthless. And even if they do produce an antibody, we talk about worthlessness because that's only one small fraction of the entire immune response. And you can still get a disease with it.
So now, this chiasm that I was talking about, I haven't even brought in the toxicity aspect. I haven't even brought in the environmental triggers and the heavy metals and persistent organic pollutants and the energetic toxicities and the opportunistic death. So this would be like in Star Trek, you know, you're traveling at the speed of whatever it is, and then when they hit the hyperdrive and boom, they launch into, what do they call it when they,
they go to light speed, warp speed?
Warp speed, right, speed. So when you throw the toxicities into this consistently increasing chiasm, that's like hitting warp speed, and now you've got pathology that's exponentially increasing. So the point, again, is that it's amazing that the system that the creator created, i.e. the physiological system, whether it's human or animal, is able to tolerate all the abuse that we do to it, that we put it through. And then on top of it, we don't give it the proper rest. We don't give it the proper nutrition. We don't give it the proper fuel. We abuse it, and we put it under more duress and more stressors, and it still continues to function. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Well, again, as I read this and cover it, we've been doing this for years together, Dr. Bitar. I guess it's good that I can still be astonished by the level of dunderheadedness out there when they're not picking up on these things and reading them appropriately and, you know, following the tracks back to origin point. Even if they acknowledge the origin point, then they immediately forget it and start going into, again, what won't get their noses wiped in the poop. You know, they're like, no, we can't look there. And we're still dealing with that. And I talk about the control. How do we control the population? Through fear, through a loss, like the threatened loss of something. And we're threatening to provide for you that which is your birthright. Not that we can actually provide it, just to remind you that it's yours already. And some people find that threatening. Some people find that fearful. But if you're here for many years, you embrace it. You love it, as I do, as Dr. Bitar does, as Super Don does, because he's still here after all these years. We got a lot more to talk about. Advanced Medicine Monday continues with Dr. Rashid Bitar on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes where you can listen and hear the archives as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show special edition each and every week. We do this on Mondays typically. You might hear it by delay wherever you are, but it's just as good as the day it first airs. That is called Advanced Medicine, right here with Dr. Rasha Bitar. You can also go to advancedmedicine.com. Special greeting to all of y'all listening to the stream right now at advancedmedicine.com. We appreciate that. And, of course, watching on the YouTube channel feed at RS Bell Media Channel. You can always find that at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Bitar, we had a question on the YouTube feed from Robert. He says, I'm a different Robert. He says, Dr. Bitar, how can we change the standard of care? That's kind of a loaded question.
You know, that's a really good question, and it's a question that I'll tell you how I answered it. In 2010, after my last huge battle with the board, they basically said that I was guilty of not practicing the standard of care, mm-hmm. and to the chagrin of my attorney, I stood up and he basically was telling, you know, don't say anything. Because they basically said they were going to fine me, I don't remember, $250,000 and suspend my license and blah, blah, all sorts of different things. And, of course, that's why, you know, we went to Superior Court. And, of course, I never had any suspension. I had no fine, unrestricted license practice. We basically, the medical board wanted to backtrack and sign a consent order because of all the stuff that ended up happening when we went to Superior Court. They didn't really want to go to Superior Court. They didn't want to really get it outside of their own kangaroo court.
Right.
But the point is that when they brought that, when I stood up, and my attorney didn't want me to stand up, I said, I have never done anything standard in my life, and I'm not about to now go down to the standard of anything. So I will continue to practice medicine above the standard of care, just like I've done everything in my life above the standard. And he, of course, my attorney would just put his hand on his forehead, and of course the board didn't like it, but the rest is history, so.
Yeah, well, beautifully and accurately said. I will not practice what is your standard, which is substandard. That's why we do advanced medicine.
And I think this is a point, the question that was asked is that when a people stop tolerating nonsense, because remember, everything comes down to what the public will tolerate. And when a people basically stop tolerating this type of nonsense and demand a different answer, and when the group is big enough to demand that answer, then the change will occur. So people think that, you know, societies don't change based upon regulatory means or governmental bodies or professional societies. It's always based upon the public demand. So remember what Thomas Jefferson said 200 and whatever years ago. When a people allow a government to dictate the foods that they put in their mouths and the medicines that they put into their bodies, their souls will soon be in the same sorry state as those who live under tyranny. So we have to not allow ourselves to be in that type of tyranny by simply stating that we do not accept the standard of care as acceptable. To have two out of every three, one out of every three men and two out of every three women, and will end up having cancer sometime in their life. And this is data that goes back to 1999 and 2000. This is prior to electric light bulbs now having mercury in them, and before Fukushima and because all the stuff. In another 7 to 8 years, maximum by 2030, but I think by 2025, I believe that every man, woman, and child in North America will end up having some type of cancer sometime in their life, just because of all the increase in toxicity. Because remember, the quoted data from the National Cancer Institute and the American Cancer Society is all 18 or 19 years old now, the one out of two and one out of three men and women.
Oh, yeah, it's much worse at this point, no doubt about it. There's another interesting layer to this, the doctors, you know, because it's also what they're willing to tolerate. You know, it's not only the patients, although the patients could revolt and then they have to change, the doctors would have to change. But there are doctors that have left the profession and have been freed by doing so and are doing great work despite that or because of that. But there are doctors that are even pushing back on the concept that we saw discussed in the State of the Union address by Donald Trump, by President Trump. And he talked about the concept of the right to try. You know, it's like, why do people have to leave America, the United States, where we have great innovation potential, despite a lot of obstacles to that potential or innovation? And they have to leave to be able to try experimental treatments. And, of course, I see the parallel track. If you would allow experimental treatments, you have to also allow experimental non-drug treatments, not only about experimental drugs. And there are doctors actually arguing against this because they say it could be dangerous. And I'm thinking, what do you think is happening under the FDA approval process? How do you think it became the third leading cause of death? To argue against the right to try because you're afraid that someone might get hurt? Are you kidding me? Have you been paying attention to anything, much less that which is in the peer-reviewed literature? Listen, we're up against a break. I'm going to get Dr. Bitar to comment on that as well. We also have a breast cancer story and exposure to bisphenol A plasticizers. Is it even possible to escape that exposure? We'll get to that more after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was mentioning that some doctors apparently are opposed to the right to try concept that Donald Trump urged Congress to, you know, enact, to say, you know what, it's ridiculous that Americans have to leave America to get things that we don't approve of. The FDA, the third leading cause of death, apparently maybe second or first, the way I argue it. But Dr. Bitar, your perspective on that, those the doctors who say, well, that might be dangerous to allow people to just try stuff.
Yeah, I think it's because they're afraid that their fiefdom will be jeopardized. I think that's really what it comes down to, because if you think about experimentation in medicine, the use of many of these drugs that have been used, well, let's even forget about the drugs. Look at the origins of the CDC. When we talk about the origins of the CDC, remember the movie, what was it called, where they did the syphilis experimentation on the African-American population. I think it was in Alabama.
The Tuskegee experiments. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And so very few people realize that that organization is actually the predecessor of the Centers for Disease Control. So we have done lots of human experimentation, and Tuskegee is only one of a number of different outrageous things that have been done in the name of science, where there's human experimentation. Of course, Hitler did all sorts of different things like that. And so when you're talking about the use of a natural substance that by definition will not inhibit a pathway, will not prevent a reaction from taking place, but just will open up and enhance a pathway, then how can that be considered to be dangerous? Because the body just, it's self-regulated. Whatever excess is put into the body that the body doesn't need, you'll just urine it out. That's why you see urine that's more yellow or more concentrated when people take a lot of extra vitamins or extra supplements, because they've got very expensive urine now. But the body has a self-regulatory mechanism. You really can't hurt the body with natural substances. That's one of the beauties of using a more natural methodology. Whereas a pharmaceutical is not designed to enhance a pathway or open up pathways. They're actually designed to inhibit, to prevent, to block pathways. And that's by definition, that's where the problem arises. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, none of the drugs that we use address the two most critical aspects of all disease. One, toxicity, and two, nutrient deficiency. So there's no drug that addresses nutrient deficiency, and there's no drug that addresses toxicity. Yes, there are substances that will bind to toxic substances and pull them out, and that's what we use. That's just, remember the person that came on air about 2 years ago that started giving me all these accolades, and I kind of stopped her. I think she was a nurse practitioner from California.
Because you were a natural doctor, right?
Yeah, she said that I was the greatest natural doctor or something like that, and I stopped her. And I said, what is natural about taking a sharp needle and injecting a synthetic amino acid that's not natural into the human body? I mean, what's natural about that? And, of course, it's not natural at all. But what we're doing is we've got an extraordinary situation with the toxicities that man is being exposed to. And so it takes extraordinary means to negate and remove those toxicities. And that's what I'm doing. Now, if you want to say that my goal is to reestablish the normal balance, the natural balance, yes, I would take that. And during the break, of course, you told me what to beat up on somebody that is giving you a compliment. But the point that I wanted to make sure that people understood is that I'm not trying to do something necessarily natural. I'm trying to reestablish the natural balance. And that's where the key is. And it just so happens that we have some, you know, weapons in our arsenal that are powerful weapons that help us, allows us to actually reestablish that balance. So using a chelator, for example, you know, chelators, most of the chelators that we use, ethylene diamine tetracetic acid, dimercaptopropanol propanosulfonate, some of these other chelators, these are not naturally occurring compounds. Yes, they are naturally occurring compounds you can use, but the problem with the naturally occurring compounds, for example, like cilantro or garlic or some of these other types of things, cilantro is a great natural concentrator of mercury. But the problem is that when you test cilantro supplements, they already are very, very high in mercury because they naturally concentrate mercury. So unless you're getting cilantro that's from that's been grown in a petri dish in a lab in a closed environment, it's not going to end up working. I love cilantro, and it's going to taste great on your food, but it's not going to really bind to the mercury because it's already naturally concentrated it.
Those examples
make sense.
We saw that with other substances that Mike Adams tested that were claimed to be chelators that actually had the stuff already in them, and they were testing what was coming out because it was passing through the GI tract when people ingested them. And so rather than validating the pathways of how it was supposedly binding to metals in the body, it was carrying the metals in, and then it was carrying them right out, the same ones they brought in. So, that, you know, important distinctions to make. And I think the distinction here on the doctors opposed to right to try, at least in this article on Time, they're not even mentioning the natural options. They're just talking about experimental drugs not yet approved by the Fear and Death Administration, as I call them, the FDA. So they're looking at, okay, could these non-approved drugs be dangerous? Yeah, well, I'll grant you that. But I'm just saying that the approved ones are proving to be as dangerous as anything you can imagine. Already validated. So to your point, Dr. Bitar, I think their concern, like you said, their own turf is, hey, we get the exclusive privilege of writing on a piece of paper what you can take that nobody else is allowed to write. And so if you start going off of that and doing these natural, not approved substances, what are we doing? What are we for? We're not going to be needed anymore.
That's exactly right. Their fear is becoming obsolete. That's exactly right. So I'll share a little private story. there is a physician that's now in Germany, and he had actually done some of the work with using electrophoresis and other types of like dialysis type technologies to try to filter out cancer cells. And I think, Robert, you know him, Dr. Lentz.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, he and I had lectured a couple of times together at some conferences, and he left the United States, I don't remember how long ago, probably 10 years ago, or maybe even longer than that. But what was interesting was one of his machines that he had developed when they were doing they were basically trying to get approval here in the United States with the FDA. And one of the people that was sitting on the board of the FDA was an oncologist and said, absolutely not, blah, blah, blah. It basically was filtering out tumor cells, specific types of tumor cells. And as they adjourned the meeting and Dr. Lentz walked out, this particular oncologist with the FDA then walked out after Dr. Lentz and told him he wanted to use this treatment for his wife who had breast cancer. Yet in the forum had objected to the use of this new device very vehemently. It was very much against it. But then when he walks out, says, you know, how can I get my wife to get this treatment because she had breast cancer? So that type of hypocrisy is another problem where people, when their own family member, then they'll look for anything else, but they forget that when they're sitting on their high chairs making these decisions and dictating policy. Because here's the thing, when they say it's experimental, it could be potentially dangerous, well, the person that is dying today is not going to be around tomorrow or next week or next month or next year. So if they're on the edge, why not let them try something that has the potential of saving their life?
Well, we have an authoritarian drug regime, and, you know, going back to 1910, Fletcher Report, everything else that manifested from that is playing itself out. Now, eventually, it's going to become obsolete as we talk about the tolerance level of the people, the patients, the tolerance level, perhaps, of the nurses and the doctors. We're seeing some rumbling, for instance, on the vaccine mandates for flu shots among nurses, some physicians. And so when that rumbling becomes loud enough and they all go, you know, we're walking out, we're out of here, then obviously it's going to have to change. We mentioned the Buckminster Fuller concept of making an existing paradigm obsolete rather than necessarily trying to change it from within. You just kind of out-create it, and they all go, oh, we better start doing that, or we're done. We're dinosaurs here.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the key, right? That goes back to answer the question of the listener who asked, how do we change
the standard of care?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Now, on to another cause of dis-ease, so to speak, toxicity, persistent organic pollutants. Now we're finding one called bisphenol A, BPA. We've talked about it for many years. It's a plasticizer. It helps to kind of make them, I don't know, soft or whatever, but it's everywhere, including, as I've been warning you, every time you touch a heat-sensitive printed receipt from the store, you're getting this bisphenol A, this endocrine-mimicking compound. A xenoestrogen, they call it.
This is the smearing ink on those receipts.
Yes. Yeah, correct. It's all a plasticizer, and it's all, you know, a lot of it's BPA. And they're saying that it's measurable. The vast majority of 17 to 90-year-olds had this. They found this in their urine. Excuse me. So they tried to get a kind of a BPA-free diet and lifestyle. And then they retested these people, and they found almost an inconsequential minimum, you know, maybe a subtle little bit less. So the point is, in this study, they're saying there's no way to avoid BPA anymore. And of course, this we talk about the girly men, right? There's a lot of gender confusion, feminization of boys, for instance. And of course, there are adverse events to women who are being exposed to xenoestrogens as well in terms of cancer production. We are now in an utterly polluted terrain about many things, but the BPA, they're saying, even if you try to escape it, there's no escape from it, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah, it's basically everywhere. You're right. I did not know that this was the ink that's on those receipts. I remember actually getting some on my hand and thinking this can't be good, but I remember you mentioning this before sometime about some of the components that we're getting.
Yeah, when they hand it to me, if I take it, I'm grabbing the backside, which doesn't have that stuff, and I'm folding it over on itself so I don't touch it. If I do, I want to wash my hands really quickly, or else I might start talking like this on the next radio show.
Yeah, but I don't even know whether washing your hands is really going to make any difference, Robert.
No, I don't know either. Yeah.
I won't. It's actually in a Time magazine, I don't know, about 10 years ago, they covered a story on the cover of Time magazine that had the playground shown, and they talked about how the treated lumber in playgrounds was laced with arsenic, because that's what that's how they treat lumber. And mm-hmm. so they were talking to the different industries that make these playgrounds for schools and for public areas. And the recommendation to prevent the children from becoming arsenic toxic was for them to wash their hands after they play on the playgrounds. And that was mm-hmm. the most absurd thing, because washing your hands is not going to get rid of the arsenic.
Right.
It's absorbing through the dermis and it's, you know, getting absorbed through the body. So.
Well, and now they've turned these playgrounds into plastic zones. So, you know, it's like trade one poison for another, which is why, you know, you've got to do your level best, your due diligence, so to speak, to minimize exposure. And sometimes there's no way you can escape exposure. So what do? That's why we talk about supplementation. That's why we talk about the techniques that we have to detox the body, how critical that is, so that we can deal with a life, you know, that unfortunately is in a toxic planet at this point.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
All right, we got one more segment here on Advanced Medicine version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Rashi Buttar, you can find him at drbuttar.com. Also, medicalrewind.com, loads of archives, hundreds, thousands of hours, and as well as advancedmedicine.com. Awesome stuff available to you, including his book. You can see it over my left shoulder. Yeah, it's right in the corner there. Where is it? There it is. The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Go get it now, and we'll be back to wrap it up after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question.
There it is.
Can three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. 4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
It was last week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We learned that yoga is apparently a white racist, elitist practice, and it's cultural appropriation. And so we should all stop doing yoga immediately. And that's according to a Michigan State professor. So we all know how well that's going to go. But now we have a study about meditation, and the headline reads this, Dr. Bitar. Meditation has limited role in making you a better person.
Before we even go into this, I think that during this last break when we were on the YouTube channel, I think we needed to all meditate because we did all sorts of funky stuff, and my head's still spinning a little bit.
We did alter reality on the break. You did.
Exactly. Messing with the time-space continuum and everything else in between. So,
did anybody get hurt in the chat room? Is everybody okay, Super Don?
I think so. I think they survived. No, but, yeah, I've got a migraine, so I'm going to need to do some.
I think they all shut their computers and went to sleep after that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we have one listener left now.
The study by scientists at Coventry University in the United Kingdom. Why are we doing all these UK studies? Also, Massey University in New Zealand. New Zealand's in the house. And Radboud, I don't know if I'm saying that right, University in the Netherlands reviewed more than 20 studies that investigated the effect of various types of meditation, such as mindfulness and loving kindness on pro-social feelings and behaviors. Initial analysis indicated that meditation did not have an overall positive impact. Now, I guess the question
wait
is...
Wait a second. What was the title of the study, though? Will not make you a better person. Is that what it said?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So meditation is not done to make you a better person. Meditation is done to downregulate your physiology.
Yeah, that's why I was going to ask you that. Seemed, I don't know. You come and do some meditation, you'll be a better person. I never heard it sold that way. I guess maybe somebody has. But you think about the physiological implications of meditating. What are the benefits that are real and legitimate that they obviously didn't pay attention to in this study?
Well, here's the thing. A person can start breathing deeply, diaphragmatic breathing, where when you take a deep breath in, most people suck in the stomach. But actually, the correct way of breathing is when you take a deep breath in, your diaphragm should actually expand, so your stomach should go out. And then you breathe out, and as you exhale, breathing out, your stomach should come in. And if you put your hand and start breathing the right way, put your hand on your stomach and start breathing the right way, and just focus in on your breath, that is a form of meditation. And you will see your blood pressure drop, you will see pulse rate drop, you will see respiratory rate drop. You will see all sorts of different things occurring immediately. It doesn't have to be anybody that even knows anything about meditation, but that is a form of meditation. It's a down-regulation. It's basically focusing on your breath, and that is one of the three methods of one of the three general methods of meditation that are that David Hawkins actually talks about. He categorizes three different types of meditations. But the point that I'm making is that it's a downregulation of your physiology. And if anybody's meditating to become a better person, well, you just missed the boat. If you want to be a better person, go donate your time at a homeless shelter or become a big brother, a big sister, with the, you know, with the big brother, little brother societies, or help a little old man or a little old lady across the street, or donate your time or go to a soup kitchen. That's going to make you a better person, but not meditation. You can be a very evil, bad person and still get
still meditate.
From meditation. Right, but you're not going to become a better person from meditation.
But you will have physiological benefits, measurable, validatable, if you will.
Absolutely.
You know, so the impact on quantifiable, but they validate this, you know, the impact on the autonomic nervous system. You don't even realize you're breathing shallow. You know you're breathing, it's automatic, but you have some level of control over the depth at which you do that and how that transforms your physiology for the better. So you will become, your body will become better. Could that be accurate?
Yes. That would be accurate, yes. But it definitely is not going to make you a better person.
Mm. All right,
like,
Super Don.
I like that conclusion, though, that they made.
What is that?
Yeah, the conclusion that meditation will not make you a better person. I like that because that's probably an accurate statement. It will not.
It may be. But Super Don, all of that meditation you've been doing, it's not for naught. At least your heart rate is lowered.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as navel gazing?
Navel gazing.
No.
I don't.
Okay.
Unless you're deep breathing while you're doing that. I mean, how do you look at your own navel? I think that would be
uncomfortable. You haven't heard that before? People contemplating their navel?
Yes, but gazing at it, I just don't know how you do that.
Well, it means the same thing. It's the same thing.
Okay. All right. Well,
you may have to gaze at somebody else's navel.
I'm thinking.
It's very difficult to gaze at your own navel.
Yeah, right. Unless it counts looking at your navel in the mirror, but then it's backwards, and then we're back to that conundrum of violating the space-time continuum as we enter into warp drive again. All right.
And you got the issue with the yoga, too. Remember the yoga aspect. So that
unless you bring goats to your yoga class, then it's all is well. All right, folks, we're out of time. Tell them what they need to know, because we got to go, Dr. Bitar.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.